Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 7, looking at the idea of before a mitzvah. At any rate, the Gemara quotes the Amoraic source for a premise it had assumed until now. At any rate, everyone agrees that we require a person to make the blessing for a mitzvah before performing the mitzvah. For where do we know this? For Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, regarding all the mitzvahs, one makes the blessing for them before their performance, before performing them. The notes point out, Shmuel used the word over, before, which literally means pass by, thus connotes an immediate precedence instead of the more common word kodem to teach that there must be no delay between the blessing and the performance of the mitzvah. The Ritva points us out and also tells us to sukkah. The idea being that we should say a blessing, a commandment before the big mitzvahs, before different things, before we eat matzah, before we shake the lulav, before we put on tefillin, before we put on the talis and the tzitzis. But in general, I would extend it to say, on my humble low level, I'm not a rabbi or anything, but I would say anytime we're involved in a mitzvah, we should think about the mitzvah before we do it. Before we jump into it, we should think about it. It should make it endeared to us. It should make it feel close to us. That's why before we eat something, we're supposed to make blessings. And after we eat something, we're supposed to say blessings to make the food endear to us that it's a mitzvah. We're sanctifying the food, understanding who gave us the food, and thanking Hashem for giving us the food and for having given us the food. But in general, involving mitzvahs, you know, before lo aleinu, you go to a shiva call, you should think about for a second what you're going to do. What's the point of it? You know, to help consolation, to help give them a little bit of nechama, a little bit of comfort on some level. Before you go bikur cholim, you should think about, you know, what are you doing? What are you involved in? Even though a lot of times, a lot of mitzvahs we do don't have brachos, but we should think about what the mitzvah represents, what we're doing in the mitzvah, what we're doing for others. Just as the Gemara talks about before doing a mitzvah, one of these other mitzvahs that may be considered quote-unquote big mitzvahs, like putting on tefillin, has the bracha. So to any mitzvah we're performing, any mitzvah we're involved in, we should try to have the mindset, try to think, Hashem, I'm doing this to bring good to the world, to sanctify your name, to be involved in a mitzvah. When I'm inviting someone for a meal, not during pandemic times here in 2020, but when I'm inviting people for a meal, I'm having people over for Shabbos, I'm hosting people, I'm having people sleep in my house, I'm trying to be involved in a mitzvah. Hashem, I'm trying to do this to do more good in the world. If I cook for some family that had a baby, or God forbid, lo aleinu, lost someone, Hashem, I'm trying to do this to be able to help my fellow person, to be involved in a mitzvah, to help do good for those around me. We should have a mindset, we should have a perspective that when we're involved in different things, we're involved in mitzvahs and chesed, we should try to precede it, maybe not by saying a blessing, but thinking about what we're involved in. Just as the Gemara talks about saying brachos, being involved in brachos before doing mitzvahs, so too in our lives before doing a mitzvah, and even after doing a mitzvah, to reflect on it, to think about what we're doing when we are involved in that mitzvah, hopefully every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 8, here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.